my Bible belt?
Welcome to episode 123.
Whoa.
I was like, what year are we in? Episode 23 of Squad by the Bell. Thanks for listening, guys. We're back by popular demand. We got canceled for a bit because all the dirty stuff we said before.
Just shut up.
All the racist stuff that Stephanie says.
What?
You say a lot of racist stuff.
No, I don't. Like what?
But not racist against real racists. You're racist against like... what's it called?
What? What's fake racism?
Gremlins. You hate gremlins?
Oh, okay.
Ogres? You're like, fuck those fucking... You know what they say about ogres? Like, I don't know. I don't know what they say. And you're like...
It's hot.
I know it's hot. It's summer, guys.
Because you... Martin turned off the AC again.
Because I'm a professional about this shit.
You suck. You don't want me to be alive. You're just using me.
Using you for what?
For this. For the pod.
I need you for the pod.
I'm so excited about the logo that's going to be coming out in like the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to have new merch coming out, finally.
We have masks coming out.
I can't wait to see how everything's going to come out.
I know, I'm excited. Why don't you stop panting? What's wrong with you?
Because she's hot.
Go put her downstairs where it's cool.
She can't, like, she's just going to pant because she's hot.
Oh my gosh. Mochi, you're cute. I hate you. Damn it. All right, so a lot of stuff has happened since the last pod. We've just been busy, man. I went out of town. I did a show out of town.
I know. How was that?
It was weird, man. Nobody cares.
It was weird, but like, did it feel cool to come back on stage or?
Feel weird, cool at the same time because fucking nobody wears a mask.
Mm-hmm. And fuck, no one wore a mask there?
Well, you gotta wear a mask to go in, but when people.
They took it off.
Yeah, and then like people are laughing and I could just see those
germs. Oh, no.
What do you
That's
think?
That's the worst. When you see, like, people don't realize when they talk to you, everyone does this, including myself, like, there's spit particles coming out of your mouth when you talk.
Mm-hmm.
Talking, laughing, it's...
That's what it was, spit particles coming towards me.
That's so gross.
So, we went to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oklahoma City.
Is that COVID?
What? No, in my throat? Yeah, I'm getting the COVID. Fuck, man. So it was crazy because it's not the South, it's the Midwest. I'm like, but it felt like the South. It was very swamp. It felt very swampy out there.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's like an hour away from Dallas, Texas. So it's not too far away, but still, it was. It just felt different, you know. And out there, like there was a concert going on next to the hotel. A fucking concert. A cowboy concert or a country concert. Yeah.
I hate country.
Why hate country, man?
Okay, like the farthest I'll go in country is like Tanaya. I mean,
Shania Twain.
I put her.
Who the fuck's Tanaya Twain?
I was
going to
say Tanaya Schwain. yeah, like that's the farthest I'll go.
What do you want, Mochi?
She wants her fifth round.
She's had four fucking snacks, treats.
What is he saying?
Yeah. Mochi.
Dude, she needs a haircut.
Should we go another
so
one or no?
Later on. Like, she needs to slow down.
All right. So, should we go downstairs? What's a little cooler?
Okay.
Let's go downstairs. There'll be more cooler down there.
Yeah.
Right. So, we move locations downstairs because it's way cooler. There's a tile, so it's like colder. So, what are you talking about? Tulsa, Oklahoma? No country. Like,
Yeah, I did that one country.
All right, so why? Okay, let me try to fix this fucking thing.
What'd you do? Staple it?
Staple it to my chest? How come you don't like country? What's the
It just sounds ugly. I don't like it. Like, it's just not.
Is it because you're from the South?
Not even that. It just does not appeal to me.
No?
No.
What appeals to you?
Not country.
Not even like a little bit. Johnny Cash is pretty cool.
He's okay.
Ring of fire.
Just some of his stuff just sounds really sad. And that sounds like sad and depressing.
They saw the light turn on, so they're fucking barking. Mochi, stop! Alright. But you fucking listen to devil music, fucking.
It's not devil music.
What is it then?
Hardcore metal, son.
Is that what you listen to in high school?
Yeah, I listen to everything.
Yeah, I know.
Except for country.
So you're not open-minded, bro.
How am I not open-minded? I could go from Bjork to Slipknot.
Okay. That's both weird music.
Oh my god.
Okay.
You're weird.
So Oklahoma's, you ever been to Oklahoma before?
Oh my god, I almost poked her eyes out. No.
No? No, don't put her up there. Leave her there.
I'm not, I'm petting her.
Okay. So
hey, can you give me that back scratcher?
Okay. Damn it.
Okay, I'll get it.
Yeah, get it.
You stupid butterfly.
Who's that back scratcher is that?
I don't know. It's one of theirs.
I've always seen one of those at my mom's house.
Back scratcher?
Get your back scratcher. Ooh, now she's scratching my nuts with the back scratcher. I mean,
does
it
that
could
feel good?
No, you're peeling my fucking skin off.
Can I go this way?
There you go. The knuckles. Yeah, that's a knuckles massage.
Does that feel good?
No, massage her. You don't even have the clip on.
Oh shit, my bad.
All right, Stephanie. So a lot of stuff has happened since the last podcast.
Oh, sorry, Morgan dug into your fucking body. I was like,
he's scratching. Oh, it's hilarious.
Ooh. Ooh, so she likes it.
Oh, she's enjoying it. Look at her.
It's just turning around.
He scratches this part right here. Those are like Chinese back scratchers, right? Scratch Henry. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, that feels good.
Mochi is like, I'm over this. I'm going to go up to the hot ass room. No, I put the AC on for her.
All right, so let's get down to the business,
dude,
guys.
Dude, I can't believe what's going on with Lyft and Uber. Like, that's fucking insane.
I know. It's crazy. So, for a little bit, guys, I thought Lyft was going to be done. I was going to start
selling. I'm
going to see
if I can grab a ball.
No, because you just scratch the dogs with that, and I don't want you to touch
my
skin
okay.
with that.
Okay, I'll go over the pants.
Go over the pants, yeah. There you go. Oh, yeah. So, Lyft and Uber were going to leave California.
Which is stupid. It's where they started.
Yeah, so we started, but... No, hey.
Does that hurt?
Yeah, it fucking hurts, dude. It's made out of... Is it bamboo? No, this shit fucking hurts. So, Lyft and Uber were going to leave because a lot of people, a lot of Lyft drivers were protesting.
Tired with your shit.
No. Some of these guys were fucking complaining because they want to get treated as fucking employees.
I mean, I get it, but at the same time, don't ruin it for everybody else.
No, but the thing about this, it wasn't supposed to be a fucking full-time.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be like a side gig where you got extra money.
Yeah.
You know, so like that, they knew what they were doing when they signed up for this shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we want benefits. Dude, I like the flexibility of it, you know?
Yeah.
And plus, I think that people...
You're really good at it.
I'm good. Who, me?
Yeah.
It took me like 3 years. It took me 3 years to learn the ropes, but I got it down to science, guys. Because I seriously, like, I make good money off Lyft.
Yeah, you really do.
I make like $250 like a day.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's I'll show stuff.
It's crazy that some people
don't
have a job and can't pay their bills. And like, they don't want to work.
Yeah.
And it's like easy money right there. There's so many opportunities, especially in California. And if you, all you gotta do is have the internet.
Yeah.
Bam. Make something.
Yeah, you can fucking...
People want it. You just don't even know that they want it.
That's the thing we say, like, if you're not making money in today's...
I'm tired of our boring shit.
Yeah, Mochi is like, you guys ain't talking about shit. You guys ain't talking about treats. I'm out of here.
Don't even say that word.
Okay, no, she's going to the room. She's like, fuck this shit. So cute. But it's like, if you can't make money in this day and age, you're not even trying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy, dude. So... I was kind of freaking out, but I already had like a whole bunch of other plans, you know, like ready. Like, all right, cool. I'm a second. Because there's no stand-up comedy right now, you know? Like, that Oklahoma show was a one-time thing until September 18th, which is like, I don't know what we're going to do after that, you know? What other show? So.
But you have a show coming up next month, yeah?
September.
I think.
No, it isn't.
Is that
happen.
Houston?
No, that's Salt Lake.
Oh, that's right. Salt Lake.
And then.
September what?
18 or 17. Okay. I need to look at the dates. So, and then after that, November is going to be Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that. What's it called? But Lyft, so people were complaining, and then so the judge wanted to Lyft and Uber to change the fucking model of the fucking company where we became fucking employees. A lot of people don't want to do that shit because of the flexibility. So Lyft and Uber were going to pull out tonight at midnight. People were freaking out. people were scared. I was freaking out too, you know?
Of course.
And then when like, it's just like a couple hours ago, like they changed the thing. We're like, all right, we're going to give an extension until November when you can vote. So vote yes on 22 so we can stay independent contractors.
You should title this podcast that.
Vote on 22?
Yeah, vote yes on 22.
Okay. But what if we talk about something spicier?
Yeah, but I think that's more important than anything that we're talking about. Like, that's like literally your side hustle.
Yeah. Side hustle, that's fucking my full-time hustle right now because there's no comedy. So
exactly.
But yeah, man, you know, I feel the people complaining, they're saying they're only making 10 bucks an hour. I'm like, who the fuck is making 10 bucks? Because you make a lot of money in LA, dude. So I think those are small-town people that are making that little bit of money, you know, like Bakersfield. What?
Why are you doing that?
Doing what?
Why are you touching your balls?
I'm scratching my gooch.
Stop, dude. Why don't you get that fixed? Why don't you get Jock Edge cream?
I don't want to get it fixed. I think I like it.
Tell the people I'm not going to have sex with you anymore.
Oh, okay.
That's nasty.
What about when you had your Jock Edge? I didn't care.
I don't have Jock Edge.
You had like a thing down there. It was a sweat gland.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just exposed me. What? Okay. And I know everyone right now, she cheated on him. She got an STD. No,
a sweat gland is a fucking, because you sweat down there. And then, remember how you got the hiking rash?
Yes, I had chub rub.
Chub rub, so yeah.
I got chub rub in Utah hiking Zion.
Oh, okay, we haven't even talked about that yet. Hold up.
That's a segue. There we go.
Okay,
that's
so we went to.
For it.
Oh, went to Zion.
I'm taking over this podcast, man.
Went to Zion, not the car company, Zion.
Why did you say Zion?
Zion? Oh, that was like the car company.
No, Zion.
So went to Zion.
Oh, let me see your reflexes. Sit on the couch all the way in the back. Let me test your reflexes.
Okay, I'm a fucking... That hurts, dude.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
You're not supposed to touch the floor when I do
it. I don't want to do it. I'm too tall for this. I'm not short like you. Look at here. All right. So Stephanie talked. Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys. I have a jock itch. On my gooch. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Stop. You can hear it on the podcast.
Well, I'm tracking my reflexes. I think that's more important than...
No. So, I have a jock itch. I've had it for a couple months.
Months? I think it lasted at least a year.
A year?
That shit looks nasty. Even like when we were
How does it look?
When we're doing it, like, you just see like this gray mass between your
fucking... Yeah, how could you see it?
In the mirror!
Oh, the mirror. Okay, well, I'm not gonna
point I look my, at your butt.
Why you look at my butt?
Because it's kind of hot when I see your pee-pee going in and out.
Oh, yeah? From the side, though. That's good, though.
Get out of there.
Okay. So, I've had a gooch. I just got a gooch implant.
No, I don't want a gooch. I want a dick.
No.
I want a dick so bad.
I want
me and you to switch like private parts for like 24 hours.
I'd be down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You would just be like fucking it, huh?
Yeah. Are you fingering it?
Really?
Yeah. You want to be jacking off, pulling the skin back?
Yeah, I totally would. I think I would stick my dick in like so many things I could find.
I'll go have sex with a black guy just to see what's going on.
Okay.
No. Well, you know, it's my pussy. So, what was he saying? Oh, yeah. So, I've had a jock itch and it feels good when I scratch it. And, you know, I talked to Felipe about a jock itch. He's like, bro, it fucking feels good, huh, dog?
I don't even know if he wants you to say that.
Everybody gets jock itches,
oh
man.
Oh my God. You just outed your own boss.
You make it sound like jock itches are STDs. You get those from walking. Still, you get those from sweating. Mine is from being athletic and skateboarding.
Gosh.
Jock itches feel good. Whoever, okay.
Oh, can
I'm going to start a Facebook.
Everyone's FYI. I got my little thing because I sweat at work.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, sweat gland.
I work outside.
You work outside.
And my sweat gland... It just busted.
But the chub rub, you got it because you're hiking.
It's like, yeah, when your thighs touch and you're walking, it's wet.
Because Stephanie's got those thighs.
Will just rip.
Yeah.
It was bad. I couldn't.
I saw that. It was fucking. It looked like you
had to wear my leggings after because my thighs couldn't touch each other and it was just bad.
It was
all scabby.
It was like corduroys.
What's what?
You know when you walk with corduroys. Those are my favorite pants of all time. Didn't you have those when you were younger?
I had pink ones, yes. I think it was like 3 or 4 when I had them.
What, that was the last time you had them?
Yes.
You need to get corduroys as an adult. They're fucking fun.
Overalls, or just
sounds like that when you walk.
Yeah, I remember I bought some skinny jeans ones from Crew, like, in 2005 when skinny jeans were really, really popular. I got it for my first paycheck for my first job. I remember I bought them, babe. I bought the skinniest, tightest ones I could find. Like, I got them size 27. Waist 27. Because you know what? I remember I used to try on girl pants. You know what size I was in girl pants? Yeah. Zero.
I believe that.
Dude, I was a zero. Now I'm seeing girl pants. Okay. Skaters used to wear girl pants back in the day because guy pants didn't make skinny jeans yet, you know? So we had to do that. I sound all gay.
You are gay.
All right. So I'm going to start a Facebook group. Whoever has a jock itch and wants to fucking start a movement, hit me up, bro.
Actually, and you have to post like your pictures on there.
Yeah. And if you. If you ever, when I'm sleeping, put fucking jock itch cream on my gooch, I'm a fucking...
Martin, you really need to take care of that.
What can happen?
First of all, you scratch it. Like, every time we're in bed, your hand remains in your underwear.
Love it. Now I know what Al Bundy was doing.
You touch me. You probably touch God knows what you touch. And yeah, you get mad at me for things I touch.
I wash my hands all the time. You know I'm a fucking clean freak.
Yeah, I'm not really, not all the time.
You're the more nastier than
I'm
me.
I'm so nasty. I don't care. I've been around everywhere.
Okay.
I'm global. Okay. So my immune system is like top notch.
You get more sick than me though.
No, I don't.
You're weak, Sauce. Yeah. Alright, so moving on, we went to Zion, we went to Utah.
That's fun.
Hey, stop fucking slamming me.
Take care
of your job. I am gonna take care of it. Let me just give me one more week with it. Let me just scratch a little bit of it and just say goodbye. Alright? Bueno, bueno? Bueno? Trying to test this mic. Bueno. So let me get one more week of scratching this gooch. All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Say goodbye. And all that
I'm
stuff.
I'm saying bye. Years ago, I should never been here.
Okay, dude. So how come the levels look like it's lower?
It went really low.
Yeah. Right. Is something going on with the mic-ies?
Check it out. Pause it and check it.
I'll check it out.
Rewind it and start from
off. Bueno, hello? There you go. I think it had to be plugged in all the way in.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. So we have to check the levels. It sounded kind of low. So the last couple of minutes were kind of low. So, hey, learn to live with it, guys. So.
Yeah, Zion was fun. We got like this resort with the little houses. They had these tree houses too. It was really cool. And then that hike, the Narrows, was so much fun.
Hi, guys.
It was fun, but it was really like. The part where there's no water was like exhausting.
Yeah, we saw deer.
That was a workout. Like I didn't realize from holding the walking stick and like digging through the rocks to like walk.
And the currency of the water, bro.
Yeah, like just
currency
like,
or current.
I don't know.
Currency's money. Right?
Currency's money.
The money just of the
like,
river, bro.
Fighting the current to like stick your stick your stick in the between rocks to like walk.
Yeah.
That shit was a workout. My arm was sore.
You were telling. Okay, so I felt the walk. But the next day you're fucking sore and like you're asking me, are you sore too? Like no, because I skateboard every day, dude.
Anyways.
Anywho's. But yeah, that was a fun trip. I liked it. We drove out there and it's a huge deal. It was popular and what I liked, okay, so I had to rent fucking hiking swimming shoes.
How were those?
Felt weird. It felt nasty. I don't even think they wash it, man.
You don't? There's, I think they have to.
You think so? It's all honor system because, like, I swear I went there.
What is she doing?
She's waiting for us to come
you
up.
You hear her, though. Oh, there she
is. Yeah, she's being a chismosa. Like, what are you guys doing? Are you guys coming
she's
upstairs?
Yeah, she's wondering we're going to go back up.
She wants the treats,
she's
man.
Bored. Anyways.
But it's funny because, like, if you don't have hiking shoes, you don't have to buy hiking shoes.
Those are straight up sneakers. Rent them. I thought they were, like, water shoes. But
they are like water shoes.
No, but, like, the ones I had, the Although slippers. Which I ended up throwing away because those were trash. I need to get shoes like Albert's. Albert's chanclas? Were like chanclas.
They were like chanclas.
Kind of, but they're sandals. Like they're like between like sandals and sneakers.
I don't like showing my toes, man. I can't do that.
I don't like it when you show your toes either.
Why not?
I like your toes. Like I notice when you sleep, like your toes overlap.
Really?
Do you do that on your purpose?
Like or? If somebody's giving me a head of my dreams.
Yeah.
And my toes.
Do
curl?
You do that on purpose? Like. No. You go like this. You'll overlap your big toe over your index.
No, I never noticed that.
I'm going to take a picture of it next time. Remember, I have pictures of it.
No, why the fuck are you taking pictures of my toes?
You saw me do it.
Are you selling them on a OnlyFans? Mochi, what are you doing, weirdo?
She's so loud.
Oh my gosh.
She's hot. But there are things on upstairs. I don't know.
Yeah, well, she's waiting for us to give her treats, dude. So Zion, if you guys want to go to the Zion.
Zion, why do you keep saying Zion?
My Mexican.
Oh, look, this is what your left foot does.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Why do you do that?
Mochi, shut up. Is that before I cut my toenails? Let me see.
But that's how your left foot is always in bed.
I can't tell my toenails trimmed.
No, but you just overlap your big toe over your index.
I never knew that.
Remember, I even showed you and you're like, hey, okay.
Yeah. That takes a lot of strength to do when you're sleeping. I didn't know that. That's crazy. Holy shit, man. So, we stayed at this little house. Like Stephanie said, there's like a whole bunch of, there's fucking, you can rent, you can Airbnb fucking tree houses. Like fucking like the Bernstein Bears. Or like fucking the Ewoks from like Star Wars. Like you can sleep in little houses like that. Yeah. Why can we didn't get that?
The one, because it's only, it's like a studio setup.
Oh, really?
And then the other tree houses that are like, I think it's like 3 to 4 people.
Uh-huh.
Which really? We had, 5, but we could have done it, but were all booked.
Yeah,
the house that we got, there's, I don't know if you noticed, that there's like 2 vacancies. And
really, that was fun, man. I liked it
because me and Bert were trying to get the tiny house with the patio on top, so we could watch the meteor shower.
That was fun seeing the meteor.
You were like, oh my god, you kind of killed it, because like the drive back from Vegas, you were either on your phone looking at TikTok or you went to sleep, and me and Chang were just still watching them.
Watching what?
The meteor shower.
Dude, I was tired.
I know, but it was exhausted. We were still like, we were like, oh, I found one. Oh, it's over here. It was fun.
Oh, really? Okay. No, I was sleeping when that thing happened. Yeah, I was knocked out, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm like a baby. When you drive, I fall asleep, dude.
Yeah, but you can't do that at night when you're trying to, like, what if Chang fell asleep too? Because we were all falling asleep.
Well, I was back. In the back, so
yeah,
sorry, I'm not taking fault for anything. Don't try to blame me for
but that's what it's called, the navigator.
I was in the back. I can't see shit.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
saying what?
There's always someone that has to stay up with the driver, especially at
you
night.
You were up in the front.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. At least one person. That was me.
Yeah, there you go. If I was in the front seat, of course I'd be fucking being like, yo.
Nah, I think you still would have went to sleep. Like, no. Just wait, tell me when we're there.
No, yeah, front seat, I'm good. You know, I don't want people to see me sleeping in the front. Whatever. I look stupid, I slobber. That's why I was wearing my mask. Because I don't want to fucking slobber on, like.
Remember, we all knocked out in the back seat. That was funny.
Oh, going to Vegas?
No, on our way back from Utah.
Oh, I know. We're fucking exhausted. But that was a fun trip. You guys want to go see meteor showers?
Well, I think that was once every 7 years.
Is it? Oh, shit. That was fun, though. We laid down on the ground like if we were like college students.
Yeah, we set up like the bed sheet on the grass. We went back inside the house, took a shot, come back out. The fucking sprinklers turned on and got everything wet. Luckily, there's a washer and dryer machine.
It's so funny. I forgot. We left everything out. We left the fucking blankets out. And then we went inside to take a shot.
Yeah.
And then I went outside. And I was like, it sounds like fucking everything was fucking wet. But it was fun just laying down. It was like an indie movie.
That was last week. Yeah. A month ago or something.
Yeah, it does. It was like a coming of age indie movie, man. Indie film. We're just like fucking coming of age movie, you know? But it was fun. I liked it. You guys like hiking and water and fucking not seeing fishes? Because there's no, dude, I don't know how people survive back in the day if there's no fishes there.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's like a lake or something. You could tell, though, from like certain spots that there used to be water there.
Oh, really?
You didn't look around and like on the drive, like you could see everything was white.
Like, oh, I see. It was like dry. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the salt and.
I'm pretty sure, especially with global warming.
Yeah.
There was water there and everything just got dried out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what do you think about that dumbass, can we talk, that dumbass fucking thing on Netflix with those girls?
Oh, gosh.
Cuties. It's, what is it?
It's disgusting.
A docuseries?
I don't know exactly what it's about. It's just looking at the poster and having one girl squatting.
And they're dressed like in skimpy little fucking outfits.
With crop tops. They have makeup on and their hair done up.
Like short shorts?
And it's called cuties. Like, hell no. And then there's also...
So, the way it came up to my attention is because...
It's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook. Every fucking post, people share it.
What makes me mad is that there's another documentary on Amazon Prime. It's called Understanding Pedophilia.
They're trying to justify it?
Yeah, they're trying to justify that it is a mental illness. Uh-huh. And that they need to be supported and all this shit. Like, no.
I heard somewhere...
Why isn't that petition to be taken down?
I heard somewhere, yeah. I guess it's not as big. It wasn't being promoted as much as it was on Netflix. Because I forgot. I saw something that people were trying to argue that pedophilia is a sexual orientation.
Hell no, it's not.
Like, what the fuck, dude? So, so people are sharing, their opinions of, how this is disgusting. And, yes, it's fucking, it should not
it's
be.
Wrong.
Like.
I wouldn't want my kid to be displayed like that.
Hell no, dude. Fucking.
Or what if, my kid got sexually abused by one of these people? Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I know you're sick. Like, no.
You gotta think about it. Fucking the weirdos.
People know what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
And, don't do it.
Yeah, you think about the weirdos that are gonna fucking watch that shit, you know, because it's available on Netflix. But I think with all the backlash, I think they're gonna pull it out. Hopefully they do, because that's fucking nasty, dude. You know?
Yeah. They need to.
Disgusting as fuck. Moving on.
Our anniversary was last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we gotta pause. So it was our anniversary. This weekend.
Harris.
No, not in the weekend. It was the week, man.
Yeah.
So you guys want to send us some money on Venmo. The 18th of August. That's the official anniversary. So send us money on Venmo. Fucking Cash App. What else? Zelle.
Hey, I want a Foodie Ninja from Amazon, so let me know.
Yeah, guys. So send us money. Martin Rizzo or Stephanie Big Tits. Look, is that your...
No.
What's your Venmo then?
Steffi_LA.
Well, send us money, guys, to give us gifts for the fucking thing. So it was a fun ass fucking. We went to O'Hara's. Harris.
It was fun, but it was just a weird mixture of people.
What do you mean?
It was just like that one dude. Remember, I was chilling on the lounge chair, and that guy's trying to look between my legs.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. And then it's just different groups because you could tell everyone was just trying to beat the heat. And
yeah.
What I loved about it, though, I think Paula's is actually the same, where it's Paula's is 18 over and Harris is 21 and over.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Temecula or?
No, hey. Kids.
Temecula or Murrieta? San Diego.
What? It's Recon.
Recon, that's the name
Rincon
of the place?
Recon or something.
Recon?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay, so. That was a fun, dude. That was fun.
I really want to go to Valley View
Casino.
Yeah.
For the buffet.
The lobster buffet.
Okay.
Because it's still open. You down?
Yeah, I'm down for sure. Let's do it then, dude.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back. I'm not kidding.
Okay, we gotta wait for it. We've been going out too much, man. You gotta save
money.
Just for
the buffet. Okay.
Where then? Just for the buffet.
I need a new man. If you wanna be my new buffet man, hit me.
Okay, dude.
I don't need this. This is too expensive bullshit.
I'm going to give this fucking jock itch to your mouth.
Ew.
You'll be sucking my dick and I'm going to move
so
up.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I'm going to move up.
Remember this morning when I was I think my eyes were closed and you almost tried sitting on my face with your bare butthole?
Yeah, that was fun. You got scared.
I only knew because my face started getting hot and I was like,
really?
Why are you? Yes.
You can
see. Your ass radiates so much heat.
Was it the butthole or the nuts?
Sometimes when you at night or no, in the morning, you act really gay.
Like what?
You act really gay.
How do I act gay?
Does your gay come out in the morning?
How do I act?
You pull your shorts down.
Yeah.
And you spread your ass cheeks and you look at it in the mirror.
Because I need to see if everything's working okay,
no,
man.
No, but you're hey, boy. You're...
I'm practicing
for your OnlyFans.
In case I need to provide with...
Honestly, do it. I'll start it for you.
What if they took down fucking Lyft and Uber? I would have to start...
That's why I'm supporting it.
I had to start some
I'm
my
supporting
booty.
It. Let's do this right now.
No, because Lyft and Uber's not leaving. I had to...
Well, it's okay. You'll have another side hustle.
No, I can't. That's too much.
But you're not even in comedy right now.
Okay, dude.
See, all of a sudden, you're not about it. But in the mornings, you keep... fucking practicing for what?
Practicing for the apocalypse, bro.
For what? We're
booty in the pictures, apocalypse. Booty pictures are gonna be
We're
money.
We're in the apocalypse. We got Trump and we got Biden. Apocalypse.
Who are you gonna vote for? Oh, you can't tell me. No. I'm voting for Biden.
You are?
Yeah, what the fuck? You vote for Trump again?
I'm supposed to vote for Kanye.
Oh, Kanye, I forgot.
Thank you.
He's still in the running?
That fool's getting dropped a lot of places because he's not turning in his shit on time.
It's like me at school. Oh, what? How do I, you know?
You were that student, huh? You were a bad student.
I graduated, bro.
You didn't graduate. You got your GED.
No, I did graduate.
You got your GED.
I graduated. I walked on stage.
With your GED.
That's what you're supposed to do. No, I went to school.
You went to 5 years of high school?
Yeah, and I graduated. Ugh. I got my fucking graduation picture, all that stuff.
To me, that's not graduating.
How is that not graduating?
That's like a pity graduation.
No, because I went
a whole... bad for you.
I went a whole fucking year,
so
extra
took
year.
Your diploma away, and they gave you a GED.
I have my diploma. I went a whole fucking year.
I have my diploma.
I graduated with, not my class, the other class below me fucking graduated. I went to 3 proms. I grinded on 3 different girls, 3 different proms. Hey. Ow! Ow! They're all my girlfriends and a teacher. Ow! Oh!
Who's teacher?
I'm just kidding. How the fuck did I get lucky to grind a teacher? All right. Yes?
I'm just waiting.
How was your prom?
I didn't go to prom.
Why not?
Because I dropped out of high school so my dad wouldn't find me.
Oh. If you guys, or anybody want...
But...
You can win a...
I went back and I got my high school diploma.
That's good. Anybody, we're giving a raffle away for next school year. You can win a date, a prom date with Stephanie. You gotta be an 18-year-old senior.
Oh, God.
No fucking grinding.
What if I cheat?
No grind. It's kind of like, you know, like celebrities go on proms with like the... Remember they used to do that?
Yeah.
So you can win a prom date with Stephanie. No. You gotta be in fucking high school. You can't be an 18-year-old senior. Can't be a fucking guy in adult school, fucking pervert. Let me go back. Can't be a teacher. You gotta be an 8-year-old senior. This is a celebrity prom dance with Stephanie LaGro. It might be a Zoom prom because fucking we don't know what's gonna happen next year. So give us money, and whoever has the biggest bill wins. No, put your name on the money.
Whoever has the biggest dick wins.
Okay, no, fuck you. Oh, you fucking hit my shin.
I want the biggest dick.
No.
Why?
Because you're my fucking girlfriend. No, because this is how I was going to win. The raffle is...
You didn't let me do nothing.
Raffle, you put your name on the dollar bills, and you put more dollar bills, tips. Your chance...
I want your tips.
Tips, yeah. No, can I have those kind of tips?
Give me the tips.
So put your name on the dollar bills. It could be $5 bills, and... The more you donate, the more you have a chance to win. So
in this little garage.
No, it's just dancing.
In the little garage.
It might be at a garage because it's Zoom.
Ooh.
So, okay, guys. So remember, for next prom, if you guys are perverted, tell your kids.
What?
No, if they have kids
or
in high
school. Don't say
if
that.
If they have kids in high school, they're like, oh,
that's,
come on.
That's okay.
18-year-old
seniors.
We're changing
the subject. You sound
so I was 19 when I graduated high school. All right.
I'm pretty sure you're 21.
No, I was 19 because I kept telling the kids, 2 more years, I can buy all you guys beer.
Anyways.
Yeah. That's funny, huh?
What?
So I used to tell everybody, trust me, man, God. 2 more years, I got you guys.
You're just so annoying.
Just invite me to the high school party
this
still.
This is not the father of my child.
So, I need to go visit my school once everything
Why?
Opens up. To say hi to my teachers.
You're weird. No, you're not even allowed on campus.
You know how good
You know how many things have been happening in this world? I'm pretty sure. I know for sure, even when I left my school, I was not allowed back on campus.
I went to go visit my high school after campus.
I know.
Campus.
You have to go get a visitor pass and say why you're there.
That's what I'm going to... What the fuck? When I went to go visit, you had to go through the fucking office, and I went there as a visitor.
See, I went to an outdoor
high school. Oh, okay. No, I went to an actual fucking high school. And when I went, dude, you don't understand. I was a popular kid. I got to bring my yearbook. I was voted most handsome, most popular
in
my
school. What happened?
Okay. most popular, and I swear when I would go back and visit, the teachers were so happy, and they would introduce me to their classes. They'd be like, "This is Martin Rizzo. He was our favorite student." So yeah, that's how it was. And I think my popularity is still valid after all these years of high school. Hey, I'm talking to you.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Because I'm fucking popular.
No, do you hear
yourself? I was popular 12 years ago. All right.
Can we go to a commercial break?
No, we had too many commercial breaks, all right? This is your idea to do the podcast, and you're going to be doing the fucking just podcast. Just
remembered, I don't even like you that much.
Okay, dude. So, our three... Okay. You're making noise, Stephanie LaGrove.
Oh, no.
They're supposed to be professional. Well,
my dogs are more important than you.
Okay, dude. They don't see him. I don't see him do Lyft to pay unless they invented doggy Lyft.
They saw the future. They're like, ooh.
So, my sweet boy. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Prom was fun. I mean, prom with the dog.
I love you.
Anniversary was prom. I mean, what?
What?
Can't even talk because you were distracting me with your fucking side talking on the side.
Well, I love Henry.
Okay, now you're on the podcast right now.
I don't know who I'd love more, Henry or Martin.
But I give you dick.
But I've known Henry longer than you.
By like 2 years.
No.
You say he's 5. We've been to a 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Henry.
Here, you talk. This is your time to shine. There, go.
You scared to? You put on him?
Yeah. It just fell out of them.
So our anniversary, we did it. Oh, yeah, talk about how we did it inside the bathtub.
That was fun doing it underwater.
Yeah, dude, I've never
done it underwater.
Neither have I. I didn't think that was possible.
I always hear stories about other people doing it underwater, and I'm always like so jealous.
I always heard bad stories.
I try to get frisky with Martin and like some pools and stuff. He always gets fucking scared and shit. What pools? Sucks. I forgot where, but I know like, every pool.
Because they're nasty. It's other people's
pee-pee. I don't care. I'm in the zone of doing it.
People pee in the fucking pool. Okay, so.
Respect the horniness and just go with it. Martin will grab me by the hips and like roughly fucking make my vagina like climb his pee-pee through his swim shorts. And then like I'll try to like get all like into it and like start it. And he'll pull away, like.
Because the germs in the water.
Why do we even start it to begin with?
Because people pee in the fuck. You want other people's pee?
Your pee is already in, like, touching it, so.
Doesn't it, but not one side of your. You're going to get some toxic vagina.
I always, disease. So because he does that, I always make sure to pee on him.
Wait, when?
Remember?
Oh, yeah!
I always pee on you.
I think on my back or something. In the pool, and then you fucking peed on me. I just felt something warm. I was warm. On
your leg.
You're on my leg. I just felt something
Remember
warm.
Remember in San Diego, it was like by your chest.
San Diego.
Oh yeah, I put my legs around your shoulders, and yeah, I just you pee. And you're like, oh, it feels like something's burning through my chest.
What was this?
The San Diego hotel that I got us our last anniversary.
Oh yeah,
Remember that shitty ass haircut you got? Like they almost shaved you bald.
What the fuck was that? They skinned me from the sides, dude. That was the shortest I ever had.
That was so
I was cold in the summer, dude. I was fucking cold.
That was so funny.
That was disgusting. I can't have short hair like that.
That was so weird. Like, why did they do that?
I know.
And after the haircut, you were like, it's nice.
Horrible, man. I was bald, man. I was cold. So my hair is long since the quarantine. What do you think?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Thank you. So, I got drunk. We bought our own drinks. And, dude, we did it four times.
Yeah.
So, first time was in the shower. Then we moved to the bathtub. And that was, like you said, underwater. That was crazy, dude.
First, you, like, pushed me against the shower.
Yeah.
And then we moved to the bathtub. You're like, nah. I want to have sexy sex in the bathtub. I was like, who the fuck is sexy?
I said sexy sex?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I was drunk.
And then, no, you weren't.
I was fucking lit, bro.
And no, you weren't.
Yes.
We were buzzed, but we were.
No, fucking. I was drunk. Yeah, I drank more than you.
You just had a fucking pina colada.
No, but remember before I drank 3 drinks?
Dude, our knees were hurting, though.
Oh, yeah. I still got bad sex scars.
I should have put a towel on my knee.
I should have got knee pads in the shower.
My work knee pads.
Yeah, your work knee pads. And then after that, at night, I took a power boner pill.
I don't know why you took both of them.
Because it was anniversary.
Still.
Anniversary.
I was already telling you I was tired.
So guys, don't buy boner pills from 7-Eleven. I know you're like, oh, Slurpee pills. Nah, bro. It was horrible because we did it one time. And the thing about this, I think you got to keep doing it all night because if not, like, dude, the boner wouldn't let me sleep. And I had nightmares.
Remember in the morning we
I was like, it was like fever dreams.
You said you couldn't come.
Because I was hard for fucking 8 hours.
And then how come you didn't wake me up to do it?
Because you, I tried and you got mad at me.
Huh. So, yeah. We keep pausing because there's a lot of interruptions around the thing. But, yeah, man. So, fucking, we had a podcast with Felipe last week with Rob Schneider. That was fucking cool. Yeah. That was fucking cool. What'd you think about that, man? Is it crazy that like you just found out that he was Filipino? What? Did you always know that?
I've always known that. He's a Filipino Jew. Of course I know, Maikito.
So like but it's funny because like I never like he never like mentioned it
to be like fucking like Filipino, you know, like for the longest, or maybe I just didn't know, I wasn't aware, you know, I just thought he was Jewish, you know, because
yeah, he doesn't really mention it that much,
but I guess until recently,
yeah,
he started becoming more open with it because I guess it's pop, not that it's popular, but it's just like more socially acceptable to be like, hey, I'm more than just white and Jew, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's cool, you know? He's more open about being Filipino.
What's your favorite role of his?
Role. There's a lot, man. I think Deuce Bigelow. That's like my favorite fucking movie. Mm-hmm. I used to watch that movie so many times back in the day. I had the DVD. What about you?
51st Date. That's the best one.
That's another good movie, yeah.
Like, for him to, like, fully do, like, pigeon talk and, like, understand the whole, like, island culture, like, that shit was hilarious to me.
Well, I mean, I, on the podcast, he said that he used to go to Hawaii a lot back in the day.
Yeah, all Filipinos do that.
And he grew up in San Jose area or San Francisco area, so there's, like, a lot of Filipinos that know in San Jose. But, like, you know what? Somebody was telling me, like, all the movies that we saw when we were younger that we thought were just, like, the best, they have, like, the worst ratings.
Like what?
Look up 51st Dates Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about his role, though.
Oh, I know. I'm talking about, yeah.
I don't do Rotten Tomatoes.
But they're kind of very accurate to, like...
Yeah, I know, but I don't really look it up. I don't care.
But can you look it up just to see?
I'm going to spank you.
Yes.
You checked it?
I've always checked stuff. I forgot how it is, but, like, some of our favorite movies, they just, like, don't have good ratings. And it surprises me because I'm like, whoa, really? Like, I thought this was the best movie of all time. Like, I don't know. I don't know the rating on...
So, like, is it by them or is it users?
It's by a whole bunch of critics watching it.
Oh, like, they have, like, their own...
They are qualified movie critics.
50... Oh.
How much is that?
Was there a new 51st Dates?
I think it's based off an old one.
It says 2019.
51st. Because I remember when I saw that, like, Jingle All the Way had, like, fucking, like, low-ass ratings.
Yeah. What? I don't get it. Like, is 45 bad or good?
Let me see.
I don't know how to read that. That's why I never do
run. 45 is all right.
So it's, and it's like, a 65 audience score.
So 65% of the audience like it, you know?
Mm.
So, I mean, you got to think about it. 45 is pretty close to zero. So it's like it barely makes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What about Deuce Bigelow? What does it have? Can you check? That was such a good movie. I feel like part two, like, wasn't any good. I don't even think people remember part two, you know?
I barely remember it. Oh, that's bad.
What?
22%.
Deuce Bigelow, 22%?
Yeah.
It's such a good movie.
To you, maybe.
Oh, my. I grew up with that movie. I wanted to fucking be Schneider, not a gigolo, but like an actor, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. It's so funny. That was my favorite movie growing up. But it's crazy just thinking about, like, all the... Like, what was your favorite movie growing up as a kid?
Ooh, that's hard. As a kid? What do you mean by kid?
When you were a kid, what was, like, the movie you watched all the time?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, I don't know why. Vegas Vacation.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie. I like it.
And Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks? Okay, you know what I like about Vegas Vacation? Is the daughter was Mexican in that movie because it replaced the other daughter from the other movies. It was that one chick from George Lopez show.
Yeah.
The niece. And it's, I was like, wait what? Oh, how did she? But it's cool. She, like, a Latina got the fucking role, you know? Fucking, but are you looking up the rating on that movie?
No.
I know that has a bad rating for sure. That probably has like a 16.
I loved that movie. That I loved watching that movie.
That's a good movie, right?
Yeah.
I like it. Because like, I like how like the son kept winning cars.
But Mars Attacks, too, is like, that was my favorite.
Really? I don't remember that movie that well, but.
Like, just like the aliens, and I remember like the sex scene with the aliens,
too. What? There's a sex scene?
No, like, it was kind of like. They were underneath, like, people were underneath the sheets, and it was right when they were invading.
Yeah.
And then, like, but there was, like, a glass window, I think. Uh-huh. And, like, they were, like, all looking, like, into it. And then, like, when the people caught them, they're like, ha, ha, ha. And they got, like, their guns out. And, uh-huh. Yeah, it was funny.
That's so funny.
But I fucking hated that song that they were playing to kill the aliens.
What song was it?
It was some, like, Elvis Presley song.
Oh, you know what movie I liked as a kid a lot was, what's it called? Small Soldiers.
Oh, yeah. That was a crazy movie.
That was good with fucking Phil Hartman. Rest in peace. That was the last movie.
I don't really remember it. I remember like the concept of it, but I don't really remember it.
So at first I thought they were trying to copy Toy Story, but it's way different. So it's like these soldiers, these toys that they implanted like these artificial intelligence, like army chips? No, not fucking army. Military chips. So they're very highly, what's it called? Intelligent. And they had to, their main objective was to destroy the monster toys, you know? They're the enemy. So, yeah, it was good. We should watch it. It's a really good movie. Kristen Dunst is in that movie, and that's the only famous person I know.
Yeah.
Interview with the Vampire, that's a good movie.
Oh, that was a really good movie.
I haven't seen it in like 20-something years, so I don't really remember that much.
It's a good movie.
Really? At first, I was like, they're trying to get a job, like Interview with the Vampire.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, okay.
Why don't you do a skit like that?
Yeah, I know, right?
Did you know that...
Do we have the job?
What We Do in the Shadows, they got like Emmy nominations.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such a good vampire show.
As a person, a lot of people watch it though. I'm like, dude, this show is fucking great.
A lot of people don't really watch TV anymore, man. Unless it's 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah,
but still on Hulu.
Yeah, unless it's 90 Day Fiancé or fucking, what's the other show that people watch on TV? Is that it? Is that the only thing that people watch on TV now? 90 Day Fiancé?
That's all I watch on TV.
That's the only show I know. Popple Pimple Pomples?
Yep.
Dr. Pimple Poppers. That's a good show. But besides that, I don't know. Not even fucking...
I know. I gotta cancel our cable.
Yeah, we gotta do it.
It's just hard finding internet in our area.
I hate how fucking they make it hard to cancel the cable, man.
They do.
Because, okay.
It's so fucking stressful. The whole thing,
cable with internet, it's like what?
And then why do they still offer phone? No one fucking uses home phones anymore.
Yeah, they're still trying to fucking make you fucking... Get a fucking phone. Like, nobody... Yeah, like, who the fuck is gonna call me on the fucking phone? I have a fucking cell phone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what is the house... Like, why does my house have a phone? Who calls the house? Like, it's like... They make it seem like, all right, everybody in your family has a phone. Yeah. Does your house? Like, who does my house call? What the fuck does my house need a phone for? It's not alive. Yeah, it's stupid.
It's just all telemarketers calling, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know kids only... I'm pretty sure, like, kids that are born, like... 3 years ago, they don't get the concept of like, why does a fucking house have a phone? You know, what the fuck?
They don't know the struggle that we did.
Remember the struggle?
Yeah.
Like back in the day, if you're gonna make plans with somebody, you couldn't be like, yo, bro, I'll meet you at the place. You have to wait at home until you got a fucking phone call because you don't know where they're gonna be at.
And then I hated like when my mom and dad would try to always like
listen to you.
Yeah, so sex you could talk? Hear like no, just talking to my friends. Like he wanted to like. Know what was going on in my life like that. And like,
could you hear when they
I could hear like the click? Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible, and dude.
It's just like, I gotta go.
Did you ever get caught talk dirty?
No.
Talking dirty?
No.
I remember my girlfriend from high school, she lived a couple blocks away from me. So you know where I live right there? My mom lives?
Yeah.
So she lived right there by the Hawaiian pancake place. Uh-huh. Not far, you know?
Yeah.
But it's because she had a fucking 909 phone number. And that was back when it was an OC number, 909. Uh-huh. So it was a long distance.
Really?
Back then, yeah, it was long distance. Yeah, because it was like a different fucking area code. Even those fucking OC area code.
That sucks.
So like the bill was high. And I was like, she doesn't even live far. What the fuck? So stupid, man. That's why I'm glad that now area codes don't even mean a thing anymore. There's no reason to have area codes anymore. That was only for the phones, you know?
Yeah.
So it's crazy. But I guess it's just you get to choose what the fuck you want your number to be, but fucking insane, dude. I remember just fucking like having to talk on the fucking house phone and people were like, it was embarrassing, you know?
Yeah, it was annoying.
Yeah, you can't fucking talk dirty, dude. Hold on, let me try to fucking... Did you talk dirty on the phone? On the regular phone?
Yeah, pause it.
Ah, yeah. Good times back in the day. Good times and bad times. Why remember...
Bad? Oh, well, yeah, never mind.
Remember when I got my first cell phone? I was excited. Yeah?
What was your first cell phone?
It was like a Nokia. But I was so fucking excited. I remember it was a fucking flip phone, but like I fucking acted like
because
I was
the silver one.
No,
I had like the silver. I hated it.
How cool did you feel? Did you put like the little toys on it?
No.
Little
charms.
Little charms, yeah. Yeah,
no, I didn't really do that. I had one, but I felt like it just got in the way, and it was kind of annoying. I remember my friend got the tiny one. Dude, that was a piece of shit. I was like, really? Why would you buy this?
That's hilarious, dude. But did you think you were so cool when you got your first cell phone?
I thought it was cool because the flipping motion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah. And then I remember I moved up to the... I hated Psychic? It because, like, the numbers... We don't... I mean, obviously, we have keyboards attached to, like, our smartphones. But, like, pressing, like, BBB, like, to spell, like...
Oh, that fucking...
That sucked.
Type 9 or something. T9. That was what it was called.
Yeah, that sucked.
Did you get a Psychic?
No, I had an N-Gage, the Nokia N-Gage. It was like the gamer phone.
Yeah.
I wish I had the Psychic. That shit looked cool.
The Psychic, man. Every girl that wore Hollister and wore fucking Uggs fucking got that phone. God. I'm saying that because my ex-girlfriend from high school.
I don't even think Uggs was a thing back then.
It was. In L.A., it was, bro.
I take that back. It was, but it was only that one. They didn't have the variety as it does now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was just like the straight up camel.
I've seen guys wear Uggs. I mean, they're not gay. Oh, that's different, bro. I don't know about that. All right, we're about to end the podcast. I think we've been doing this for a while.
I know.
So please, Stephanie's tired. What's it called? Stephanie sleeps all day.
No, I wish.
No. We had sex last night. We had sex in the morning.
Did we?
We had sex last night. Remember? Because I think I saw a little bit of like the after effects from the boner pill.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Not that I need a boner pill to have sex.
Yeah, you like, do.
No, what the fuck you, man? I get hard.
What? From your jockage?
It makes it hard?
Yeah, it probably does, right? That's why you do it all day.
And no, it feels... No, it's not a sexual...
You probably do it too while you're doing lift, and that's why you're getting shut down.
I tried doing it. I'm getting shut down because of me. Hey, there's dirty motherfuckers scratching their gooches when they do lift.
I see gray stuff on his seatbelt. All
right, guys, so that was fun. Thanks for listening. We're back. Sorry for the... What's it called? The vacation, but it's the new season, bro. The new season started. We're off for a little bit. So, what's it called? Please cover your mouths because COVID is still... that was COVID right there.
Ew.
COVID's still a thing.
It's like a Ricky Morton thing.
Yeah. Hey, Morty. Oh, yeah. We got to talk about fucking... Before we leave. What do you think about... You haven't seen the video, so the creator...
I haven't seen the video, but I saw a still from it and it looks so fucked up.
Creepy.
I don't want to watch it.
So, the creator, Rick and Morty, like 10 years ago, he made like his sketch where...
It was about pedophilia.
It was pedophilia. So it was kind of like almost like Dexter, the guy that the serial killer that kills serial killers. So what he does, this guy, he's a therapist.
I haven't seen anyone mention it though.
It was popping for a bit, and people. I think saying, it was
good for like a good hour, and then after that, people were like, people were talking saying, about the presidency and all that.
Yeah,
people. I think actually right now everyone's concerned. Even I'm concerned about it. The postal office.
Oh,
the
postal office, right? Crazy. Can't send your letters to Santa Claus anymore, bro. You can't get your packages from fucking. Hey, what are you doing? Nothing. Can't send your packages. You know your drug. Oh, your drug mules. You know.
I know. Like that's how some people are doing their unemployment.
Yeah, it's like fucking they're mailing the stuff. You know what the fuck?
Some packages and.
It's funny because like we're talking about it, and even on other podcasts, it's like the government came out saying that the aliens do exist. You know, but everybody's too busy with fucking like everything that's going on around the world. You know, where it's just like we have no time to.
I'm gonna attach a razor to this back scratcher. And just go like over your leg. I want. Can I shave your legs?
You
want
to shave my legs for a video? Or you can shave my legs for a video. No, it's not. It's a man's leg.
They connect to your fucking balls.
It's a man. That's what it is. It's extended pubes to my legs, bro.
You're the only guy I've been with that does that.
What do you mean? All guys you've dated shave?
No, like it attaches to their. It continues to your stomach too. It goes to your balls, to your stomach.
Oh, because I'm a real man. Not that the other guys were not real men. But I'm like more like, I guess, connected to like a... homosexual sapiens?
Yeah, homosexual
sapiens. That's what I'm connected to, you know? But yeah, you're right. It's like the hairs do connect they to connect my balls. They connect to
your fucking balls.
And then to my stomach and then to my...
butt.
My chest. Yeah, my butt, yeah. So
you
it's
have
like
six hairs on your chest.
Okay, but they do connect little by little. It's like... It's like the LA River, you know, like little canals.
I'm just trying to take a pee.
You're picking
down. Oh, you're in underwear?
Yeah, yeah, we're underwear, dude. Wow, but we had some good sex in at the Harris Hotel.
Let's go back to the sex.
Yes. I had some good sex, underwater sex, dude.
Okay.
Fucking.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Busted some nuts and bubbles.
Peace out, H&M.
Later. Love you guys. Please subscribe. Please share this podcast. Tell your friends about it. Love you guys. Miss you. Bye.